Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Surprise! I am in Budapest, Hungary. It's actually Budapest, Hungary. I am talking to you from my hotel in downtown, and I want to begin first by saying what a remarkable nation this is and what a remarkable city, probably one of the most beautiful cities, if not the most beautiful city that I have ever seen in Europe. Literally, bar none, it is absolutely incredible. And it's a country that I never really imagined ever traveling to. It's pretty incredible to me that I'm actually here. You know, I would hear so much about Hungary, during Soviet times. It was certainly behind the Iron Curtain. This nation suffered so much under Stalin and suffered so much under communism. And they really get it. You know, they really get it. I was invited here. I was so grateful to be invited here by a good friend, Miklos. And I will not try to pronounce his last name right now because I'm sure I will tear it up. But Miklos is just the most wonderful man. He runs a conservative group here in Hungary. And I'm part of the CPAC group that has been invited here. I was here to speak. I already did my speaking engagement. So today, I actually got to spend a lot of the time downtown, actually seeing the sights and meeting some of the people, some of these great leaders in the conservative movement here in Hungary, and also some of the great leaders in the fight against a growing Marxist communist regime. And I think this is very important. And this is the reason why I was here. I did have the opportunity as well, and I'll tell you a little bit about that in a minute, to meet Prime Minister Viktor Orban. That was absolutely the highlight so far of my trip. And I met him along with others. Carrie Lake was here. It was interesting. Rick Santorum was here. There are just some very interesting people that came from America to make speeches here, to talk, to build relationships with our partners here in Europe, and really to talk about the growing, expansive movement, this progressive movement, this progressive leftist Marxist movement that we see not only in America. And wait till I tell you what some of the people here think about what's going on in the United States. That was quite an eye-opener. But to talk about how do we combat that as Americans, as Hungarians, as Europeans, right? How do we work to stop this expansive, very different type of progressiveness that has taken us hostage? We saw that with COVID. We've seen it in the United States, where we can't even speak freely, it seems, anymore, where even our corporations have become part of the government system, where we've lost our First Amendment rights, and we're probably going to lose a lot more than that. We've seen our Fourth Amendment, no unreasonable search and seizure. We've seen that go down the toilet. We've seen what's happened in our bureaucracies. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that. I'm going to tell you about all the amazing, by the way, beautiful things that I've seen here. There are picturesque castles on hills. I'm going to send some of those photos, so hopefully they can edit them in to this podcast. And if you're watching it on YouTube or Rumble, you can see it there. But I'm going to talk about what this means, right? What it means to our nations, because it's about you guys. It's about you, about every single American out there that is fighting to save our nation from a very serious decline. And this is not something that I'm just noticing. You know, I used to think it was just me. Like, maybe I'm just overly worried about what the direction our nation is taking. maybe because I was so involved in the Russia hoax story, is the reason why I, you know, stay up at night wondering, you know, I'm not seeing the whole picture, or maybe I'm just too worried, too concerned about what can happen. But now being here in Hungary and remembering also that my mother came from a communist nation to the United States. She left Cuba in the late 1960s to escape communism. I'll tell you about a fun taxi driver too that I met here that happened to live in Cuba when it was under communism. He lived in Cuba for a few months and I had a chance to speak with him in Spanish and learn so much from him. But I want to tell you about those things because I want us to wake up. I want us to wake up. And the Hungarians want us to wake up because what they experienced was absolute sheer horror under communism and socialism. And God help us if we drive our nation in that direction, because our adversaries are watching. And believe me, they are watching us intensely. That is China. That is Russia. That is everybody on earth who wants to see the demise of the United States as the global leader. And folks, we're at an apex now, and we are slowly watching our power erode. I'll get back to that in a minute, but I'm going to tell you really quickly about a sponsor for our show, Allegiance Gold. I love Allegiance Gold. Gold and silver, they allow you to protect what you have worked so hard for, and they give you back the control and privacy that you need. And why do we need this? Because folks, we need to diversify. We've seen what's happened in the United States with the banking system. We also saw what happened in Canada with the banking system. We are watching these companies, these corporations give power to the government. And we're also watching them take their own power and say, hey, we don't agree with your idea. So we're so woke, we're going to throw you out. Well, we don't want that. We don't need that. Okay. So let's diversify our money. Let's make sure that we're safe. Let's protect everything that we have worked so hard for, your 401ks, your IRAs, all of that. And do that, some of that, with gold and silver. And don't just trust me. Don't just take my word for it. Research it yourself. Allegiance Gold is amazing. Let me tell you this. They have the highest ratings in the industry, 5 stars with TrustLink. They're AAA rated with the Business Consumer Alliance. And they have an A+ from the Better Business Bureau. You just can't beat it. And right now you'll get $5,000 of free silver on a qualifying purchase when you tell them that Sarah sent you. Yeah, listen to this. $5,000 of free silver on a qualifying purchase when you tell them that Sarah sent you. You just can't beat it. So don't wait. Call or click today, 877-702-7272. That's 877-702-SARAH, S-A-R-A, or go to protectwithsarah.com. We can't control the Biden administration, folks, but we can prepare. That is 877-702-7272. That's 877-702-SARAH, S-A-R-A, no H, or protectwithsarah.com.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42.
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
So I'm so excited. I'm very excited about this trip. Let me start out with, okay, the flight. I took the flight, economy, all the way. Guys, it's really tough. If you have a bad back like I do, I was just squished up in the chair. Air France was amazing. It did have more leg room than I expected, but I was practically like in somebody else's lap. It was like a crazy situation. And I kept turning, 8 hours, long flight. That was just to Paris. And then I had to fly here to Budapest from Paris. And I got it. Oh, and I said, Budapest? That's how they say it here. The Danube River, and I'm just trying to throw as much as I can in here in the, you know, 15 minutes that I have with you. The Danube River is absolutely stunning, absolutely stunning. And at night, the Parliament House, it lights up like a fairy tale. It is so exquisitely beautiful. The architecture, it looks like something out of a dream. Looks like it came out of a movie. And so Buda's on one side and Pest is on the other. Yeah, so it's Budapest. The city is divided, right? And they came together after the fall of communism, I believe, and it's Budapest. Now it's like, you know, kind of the same name. But everybody here kind of says Buda. The other side says Pest. And by the way, the language is so remarkable here. You know, you would think that it would be a language that would be similar to Russian or, you know, it has a, you know, there would be some kind of sister language to it. And in fact, it is one of the most ancient languages in the world, and it doesn't connect really to any other language. So even people who are here from Russia, they can't even understand what the Hungarians are saying. So I don't feel so bad. I was just like, it's all Hungarian to me. And thankfully, a lot of Hungarians speak English, and they actually love America. They love Americans. They treated us like gold here, no matter where we go, whether it's a taxi driver or a person in a store or at a restaurant. It's just absolutely amazing how wonderful and how welcoming the people are here. Now let's get to business. You know, oh, and by the way, the food is amazing. The food is absolutely incredible. The granite, I know for some of you, the liver pate appetizers or the duck pate or some of the caviar that's kind of common here might not seem so appetizing, but everything else is amazing. I just had some Hungarian goulash out of this world, and I had it in the castle district here in Budapest. So I was up on a hill with my friend Melinda overlooking the city, and I could see the Danube below and all of the beautiful rooftops. Literally a dream. And this is where I'm going to get to business. It was hard for me to picture, you know, this nation with so many thousands of years of history, right? This beautiful land that looks like a fairy tale with all of these amazingly, incredibly warm and welcoming people, that this place was haunted by horrors that we can only imagine or that we've only seen in movies. It was controlled by the communists. It was under the Iron Curtain. The Hungarians suffered so greatly, and it was truly a divide of those who were communists and collapsed under the communist regime, the farmers that lost everything, their land, their families. Some of them were jailed. There was a place here in Budapest. They call it the Terror House or the House of Horrors. And it is a building that the Soviets used. It was a prison in the middle of the city where people would just disappear, where they would just disappear. And we go into this building. It's where I met this amazing woman, Dr. Maria Schmidt. She is the director for the House of Terror here in Budapest. And she is a world-renowned scholar, anti-communist. She is like so educated on what happened here, of course, in the communist regime. And her English is perfect. And she is astonished at what is happening in the United States. And that's what I say when I mean, let's get to business, right? Let's get to business. Because as a nation, I think all of us know, we are seeing changes that we could never have imagined in our lives. We have seen the weaponization of our intelligence agencies and apparatus. We have seen evidence that CIA Director John Brennan knowingly signed a letter saying that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation when it was actually Hunter's laptop. Hunter Biden's. It was his. It wasn't Russian disinformation. And John Brennan, the former CIA director, knew it. 51 people signed on to that letter. 51 people signed on to a letter stating to the American people, these are people that we should trust, people that our tax dollars go to, are playing us, the American people, like we're idiots. They're playing us the same way the Soviets propagandized about what was going on in reality in the nations that they had control over. I mean, when you walk through this place, the Terror House, and you see, you know, the walls of propaganda where the Soviets were telling people that, you know, communism was great. It was going to bring all of this happiness and everything was going to be equal. Everything was going to be equitable. And it was all lies. People would disappear off their farms. Communists, people that were devout communists, would end up disappearing just because maybe a communist party leader had suspicions about them, or maybe because they just imagined that they were a threat. Families were destroyed. It reminds me a lot of the Holocaust Museum, the same way. And by the way, a lot of Jewish people lost their lives here as well in this house of horrors. And you walk through these four floors, right? You kind of spiral down, and then I'll move on to my great meeting with the Prime Minister in a moment. But it swirls down, right? This amazing building, and it takes you through the story, Hungary's story. Hungary's story, the takeover of the communist regimes, right? The loss of freedom for the Hungarian people, the plight of the Hungarian farmers, like where Hungarian farmers would have to give over all of their cattle. And, you know, they had no right over their cattle. They had no right anything agriculture belonged to the state. It belonged to the Communist Party. And if they caught you selling anything on the black market, then that was it. It was over for you. It wasn't like, you know, low bail, no bail. It was like, you're going to the House of Horrors and we are going to destroy you now. And not only that, we're going to seize your land. Your children will have nothing. And if you spoke out about anything, that was it. You were going to the House of Horrors, right? There was no room for freedom. The only place that you were free is inside your own mind, maybe silently, or trying to write or send a message to some, you know, to get your story out. We saw that with Václav Havel in the Czech Republic, you know, and I remember going to Prague, also a very beautiful city. But this is a warning. As Americans, and I was talking to, and I'm going to bring Dr. Schmidt on the podcast, I promise. I'm not going to go into a lot because I want you to hear it from her. But she is watching what is happening to America. And she says to me, do people even realize what's really happening when the state weaponizes the system against the people? When our adversaries like China and Russia are salivating at the mouth like sharks circling an island where they can smell the blood? Do they not see that we are closer than ever to a third world war, a possible nuclear confrontation, even with Russia right now? Do they not see that the Chinese government is watching carefully how the U.S. is going to react because China is ready to move on Taiwan? And my God, the Chinese have moved against us across the board. Brazil has kicked the U.S. dollar to the side, taking the Chinese yuan. Russia and China are now allies, sitting at the same table. Saudi Arabia is now allied with China, and our dollar is going to the wayside. Look at what's happening with OPEC. And look at what's happening across the world. India is moving closer than ever to Russia. The reason I am here in Budapest, and a lot of people, and I see what's happening at the border, and I promise when I get back, my family is going to be my number one priority, spend some time with them. And then I'm going to get right down to the border and, of course, cover what's happening there. But this is all a part of what is connecting us to our nation. This is going to affect all of us. And President Biden has failed to build the relationships that are necessary to build strong allegiances and allies. He is pushing our allies into the arms of our adversaries. And by the way, right here, and you guys are going to get this, Hungary is one of the nations, one of the only nations right now in Europe that is putting family first. So to Prime Minister Viktor Orban, I know there's a lot of people in the United States and the State Department that are treating Viktor Orban like some kind of enemy. And I know that the administration is certainly not friendly to Viktor Orban, to the prime minister. And a lot of that rests on how the Prime Minister Orban has handled the situation with Russia, Ukraine. A neighbor, of course, you know, Ukraine to this region, to Hungary. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that because, and I'm not making excuses because I believe Russia is responsible for its actions in Ukraine. It made the move. It entered Ukraine. It decided that it was going to take that action against a sovereign nation. And now we see the war. And we see the culmination of that in the United States assisting and aiding Ukraine in that war, in a war that I believe is going to end very badly, regardless of U.S. assistance to Ukraine. Now, if you're a Hungarian, you get most of your energy from Russia. So, and now, and by the way, here, Prime Minister Viktor Orban is being treated like a pariah. Why? Because of a lot of the policies that he doesn't agree with in the United States. First of all, the biggest one is the LGBTQ movement and the gender movement, this transgenderism movement in the United States that we're seeing, this kind of bizarre, weird movement that is telling our children that they can be anything they want to be. You want to be a cat? You're a cat. The Hungarian country is very different. This is Judeo-Christian nation. For the most part, they're very devout, religious people, and but they're very open as well. But they do not want that system in their country, and they're very adamant about that. You know, the prime minister spoke a little bit about that. He talked about, and I hope to meet with him again. But I had an opportunity to discuss with him issues that I see as formidable issues like China. And China does have a strong relationship here as well in Hungary. But no wonder if the United States is pushing out future allies and allies and allowing our adversaries to come in our place. We have to think about this. And in Hungary, Hungary is all about family first, whether that's Prime Minister Viktor Orban or the president of Hungary, and she is a phenomenal mother and just an amazing person. But here it's about changing the way things were. You know, they said the number of marriages were down. They had high divorce rates before they passed all these. Abortions were high. And they noticed that when they started putting more emphasis on the family, all of that reversed. It just changed completely. They see less divorces. They actually can test that. It's actual statistically proven. Their children seem to be happier. Suicide rates are down. Everything. It's just a much healthier country. And by the way, I can walk anywhere here and it's fine. And, you know, I asked them, I also talked to, you know, during my discussions, you know, there's a lot of people that are accusing Hungary of this, saying this nation first thing is creating like an authoritarian state. How do you explain that? How do you answer to that? And then Dr. Shea, I thought, was remarkable. She's from the United States and she was talking about it and she was saying like, no, absolutely. Any nation can, you know, any government can eventually have a problem, right? Can eventually, if it's gone too far, can be a problem. But we're not seeing that in Hungary. Hungary is much different. And the United States State Department, one of the things that they've been really doing, and I've noticed this everywhere I've traveled, and especially under the Biden regime, they are really pushing nations to be LGBTQ, to endorse that in the schools. They're pushing for, you know, people to have access to abortion. And it's not just the United States, it's the EU as well, the European Union. And one of the issues that's happening here in Hungary is that they're not releasing funding and they're making life more difficult, raising taxes on exports, on imports, things of that nature, if you don't follow those policies, right? If you don't back what the State Department and the United States government is dishing out on these cultural issues. It isn't like they're saying, hey guys, you can't do this or that when it comes to like human rights issues or something. They're taking what they believe is extreme progressive like stances on issues that for many people violate their religious beliefs, violate their, I guess you would state their own sovereignty. And they're saying, but if you don't follow this, then we're going to excommunicate you. They're going to ostracize an entire nation. They're going to ostracize these nation states, our government, if they don't follow the rules that the US government believes in. But it's not the way it used to be. It not used to be, you know, you're communist, we don't want to deal with you. Now it's like, you don't follow LGBTQ, you don't do what we want, so we're going to put you aside. And that's really what is happening here in Hungary. The Hungarian people are saying like, no, sorry, you can't bring that into my country and make me accept it. We don't accept that. We don't want our children learning that. We're not going to be opposed to people's right to be gay. In fact, Ambassador Pressman is from the United States here. They've appointed a gay ambassador. He and his husband are here with their children in Hungary. And, you know, I've met people who know him, say he's a very kind man. I met other people who say he's very much, you know, pushing for LGBTQ, transgender rights and school policies here in Hungary. And I'm thinking to myself, with a war next door, and so much going on in our world, why is that the number one issue here in Hungary? Like, why is that a United States policy? Anyways, more in just a minute. But first, I want to tell you about MyPillow. A true American, Mike Lindell, yes, he cares. He cares. Yes, he does. About America, and his company cares about American products. So I want you to go to, oh, and by the way, Jack Posobiec was here and his beautiful wife, Tanya, and Jack was not wearing his My Slippers. No, I know Tanya makes fun of him because one time he went to the movies in My Slippers and I saw that she posted about that. But Jack was not wearing his My Slippers outdoors. He was wearing his My Slippers, I hear, at the hotel. So go figure. The slippers are fantastic. And right now, it's a buy one, get one free MyPillow 2.0. I can't believe how awesome it is. MyPillow 2.0 right now, buy one, get one free. And for a limited time, when you buy one, get one free, MyPillow 2.0, you get another one free with the promo code Carter. That's C-A-R-T-E-R. Go to MyPillow.com for MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. Pricing plus discounts on your favorite MyPillow products like towels, sheets, the My Slippers, and more by using promo code Carter. Stay cool and sleep better with the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free sale going on now at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, promo code Carter. MyPillow.com, promo code Carter. And you too will be walking around with your My Slippers everywhere.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados infectados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar20.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We see what's happening in the United States. We understand what has been happening across our nation, right? When the government tries to pressure our school systems, when they target parents for being domestic terrorists because we stand up to the school board against the teachings of critical race theory, or where we say, I'm sorry, but a teacher should not be able to take a student to a doctor for, you know, hormone suppressing drugs, for gender transitioning without the parents knowing about it. We should know what our children are learning in school, and we should approve of that because our tax dollars go to pay for that. We should be able to fight for what we believe in. That's the America that I grew up in. That's the America that my husband fought for. One that was based on fundamental rights that are endowed in our Constitution. That is not what we're seeing anymore. And the reason we're not seeing this, and this is something I believe, this is my opinion, I've talked to others who say the same, is they are trying to break up our families. They are taking us further away from the church, more agnostic. The government and the bureaucracies and the Russians and whatever you want to call it, the old Soviet style, but this is a different mix, right? This is a different new kind of transformation, a new thing under the pretenses of democracy, but it's not. They want to divide the families. They want to divide us from our own sovereign nations. It's a global world. We shouldn't have borders. You shouldn't be proud of your country. It shouldn't be nation first. Shame on you. Before the Soviet Union, the old Soviet Union came into Hungary and Poland and every place else, they were just like you and me. They didn't think it was ever going to happen to them. They didn't think their governments would change the way that they did. They didn't understand that neighbors would turn against neighbors, that neighbors would turn in neighbors. My mother lived in an island in Cuba. She never imagined, as a little girl running around on the beach in Cuba or in Havana buying ice cream with her mom and dad or going to the fair, that one day her nation would completely change and that she would have to leave with only a pair of shoes that didn't fit her in her hand and a little bag to board a plane for another nation where she didn't speak the language. And thank God she got out and came to a beautiful nation called America, one that everybody wants to come to. But folks, we're changing. We are changing. And we are allowing it to happen because we are not speaking up. There's so many stories here. There's so much I want to tell you about Prime Minister Viktor Orban. And by the way, it's something spectacular. Never in my life would I have ever thought as a younger person, you know, my mom worked in a factory after my dad died. And of course, I didn't grow up with a silver spoon in my mouth, but I've been so blessed in my career that I've seen so many wonderful places in the world. And I've got to experience so much of this amazing planet that, I mean, like I always tell you, I think of the glasses half full, as long as we're willing to fight for it. But, you know, standing there on the hill, overlooking Budapest and talking to, you know, the prime minister and, you know, telling him how I felt and being able to question him and finding out, by the way, the prime minister reads on Thursdays, every Thursday. And this is an awesome lesson for all of us. He said he takes one day out of the week to just read, read all the books, magazines, newspapers, catch up on everything. You know, one day of the week to just read. And I thought, that's brilliant. And he told me his dad, you know, said, you always do what you always find time to do what you need to do. So don't tell me you don't have the time to read, because if you need to read, you're going to find the time. And he's right. I guess we can just schedule, even if it's not a full day, because we're not the prime minister, right? Even if it's 2 hours, we can do that. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to take his advice and, you know, just schedule one day out of the week to do reading and just to catch up. And apparently I have a lot of reading to do, because Maria, thank you, Dr. Schmidt, but she's sending me home with like 40 pounds of books, which, by the way, I carried all over Budapest today. I want her to know that I truly appreciate it. And I tried to think positive. I tried to make them wait as I was climbing multiple hundreds of stairs. Hundreds. There's stairs everywhere here. Stairs up and down, up and down. The most beautiful city, but you got to be ready for stair. It's like Stairmaster City. I'm just throwing that in there. But I wanted to tell you, I'm standing up there on this hill overlooking this enormously incredible historic city. There was some gal behind me playing a harp. I know, go figure. And, you know, they were serving these like little hors d'oeuvres. By the way, the food here is out of this world. It's incredible. Just beautiful. And just the pastries here are incredible. And I was looking over and watching the sunset. And I was thinking to myself, this is such a beautiful world. You know, God has given us so much. And there's so much that we have to live for, so much that we have to leave for our children, so much that we have to take advantage of it. I don't want, and I know you don't want, to see this world change so drastically in another massive war like we're witnessed by our relatives, you know, witnessed by our forefathers, World War II, World War I, you know, because this next war will be far worse than what we could ever imagine. And that's the lessons that I'm learning here. We together have so much to fight for, and we better get our act together, and we better tell our lawmakers that they need to get their act together, because we should not lose this. We can't afford to lose this. We have so much to look forward to. I want to thank you for being a part of the Sarah Carter Show. We have so much to fight for, guys. Whether it's in the United States or traveling abroad, we have a lot of work to do. We need to build our relations stronger with our allies. We need to be able to speak up and speak out when things are not right and when they're going sideways. And we cannot be afraid to hold our lawmakers accountable and those that are working in the bureaucracy. Remember, it's our tax dollars that pay their bills, right? And they need to know that. They work for us. We do not work for them. Again, thank you from Budapest, Hungary, the Sarah Carter Show. Follow me on Truth Social at Sarah Carter Official, on Twitter at Sarah Carter DC, and on Instagram at S Carter DC. I'm really, really excited. We're growing the Instagram. God bless you. God bless our great nation. God bless this beautiful country of Hungary and the warm welcome and the people of Budapest. And in fact, everybody who has survived the horrors of communism. And God bless the great state of Texas. I look forward to being home soon.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. Chumba. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.